an 11-year-old student from Step Aside Educate Together National School in County Dublin is using his podcast to highlight both his classmates and his own journey with neurodiversity. Cathal Hegarty, who's in fifth class, usually interviews well-known locals for his podcast, Step Aside Buzz. But in a special episode this week, he's focusing on a very personal subject. This report from Florence Okoje.
Hello and welcome to Stepside Buzz. We'll be talking to people from every corner of Stepside.
Fifth classer Cathal Hegarty wouldn't be the first person who springs to mind when you think of a podcaster. However, he's most certainly making some noise with his podcast, The Stepside Buzz, and his latest episode shining a light on a subject close to his heart.
Today I was doing on neurodiversity because I am neurodiverse. I've ADHD, dyslexia and dyspraxia, and I really think when I knew that I had a neurodiversity, I felt more kind of accepted. So I decided to do this episode because I really think it's important for people to understand what it's like and what it means to have a neurodiversity.
And joined by Cathal were fellow classmates 11-year-old Saib and Sophie, who spoke about their own experiences.
We both have neurodiversity, so we're explaining what it's like for both of us.
So I have dyslexia, so it's a learning difference. So it gives you trouble in reading and writing, usually.
With me, we spoke about autism, that kind of thing, just like what it is, what the spectrum is. You probably fidget a lot more. You could be a bit more disruptive, and you can also get distracted easier, I think.
It was really good to be able to do this because I've never talked about it before, and I feel like we should be proud.
Okay, Dallin, we're going to start our section about dyspraxia. So what is dyspraxia?
Well,
although neurodiversities such as ADHD and autism are commonly known, there are many others that aren't as widely discussed, which is why another classmate, 11-year-old Dallin, also felt it was important to share his own story on the podcast.
Well, I have dyspraxia and ADHD, and it affects me in many ways. One of them is my reflexes, how I listen, how I write, and how I relax also. Dyspraxia is not really one of the well-known neurodiversities. Most people know about a lot of them, but dyspraxia, not a lot of people know about it. It felt nice to just talk about it with someone. I also wanted to help people out that also have these neurodiversities, because then people will understand them more as well.
I have a question for all of you now. Are you proud to be neurodivergent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? And raising awareness on neurodiversity is just one of the many benefits that have come from Cathal's podcast.
With my focus, with my ADHD, wasn't always great before. I think my attention span and putting my head down to doing something, definitely got better. A lot of my neurodiversities were a challenge during it, but they definitely got better by the end of it.
Podcaster Cathal Hegarty ending that report from Florence Okoje.